Man Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Romco Incorporated. They're the filler of governing from Quarry Rock to all the filled material, plus the expertise to do it for you, all from Romco. And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Eugene, Oregon. Willamette High School, home of the Wolverines, where both teams are on the gridiron right now, getting warm-ups ready for in about 29 minutes. A great football game coming your way. Our pleasure to bring it to you. Sun is bright and orange here, coming over just our backs here. Just to set the scene for you, if we were at Mel Ingram Field, we would be on the covered side at about the 40-yard line. So it's a great opportunity here for us to bring in this football game. Of course, the cavemen really travel pretty well, so we see some fans already beginning to pick up on the far side of the field for the visiting fans. It'll be sparse, but it'll be probably fuller than a lot of teams will bring. The cavemen travel extremely well, and of course, so far, undefeated. And we'll have more for you right after this from Romco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family-owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB, number 67663.
When my cohort and I left beautiful Grants Pass this afternoon, bright blue skies, and we drove into a thin haze the most of the way up, and that still prevails here. But once again, it's not enough to slow down this football game. Actually feels pretty comfortable here as we're about 25 minutes from getting this contest underway. So that's the scene that we have here for you, courtesy of our good friends from Robco. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Matt Kennedy right after this 1 minute KFAM timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well-drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for a word from head coach Kennedy, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. And coach, you're still basking in the glow of that first win?
Well, I mean, to an extent, yes. It's always wins are hard to come by in football or in coaching and in sports, and so when you get them, you want to enjoy them. At the same time, it's the responsibility starting with me to turn the page, win or loss, and let's get ready for the next one.
And particularly in the 6A level in this conference, there is no easy weekend, is there?
There is not. No, right. There are a lot of tough teams.
Just real briefly about last week, what did you like about your team?
Loved the effort we gave. And not just the effort, but the way in which we gave that effort. There was we preached composure in the face of adversity, and we played, and at the same time, relentless effort. And I think we got both of those on Friday night.
All right, I want to just mention three names offensively: Rosetta, Hill, and Powers. Response, their efforts.
Each of those three guys made big plays when we needed them, and that's what we're going to need from those guys going forward. I mean, they're the guys coming in with the pedigree and the experience from last year, and they stepped up when we needed them Friday.
I probably should have mentioned Traylor also.
Yeah, Traylor had a great game for his kind of debut in the varsity scene.
Sophomore, all right, is he still going to be part of the formula?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, defensively, give me three names.
Oh, there's tough. I mean, that was a collective 12, 13, 14.
There are a lot of names there, aren't there?
There really were. At the back end, Nate Bassett kind of anchored us in the secondary, but across the board, it's tough to just pinpoint one or two guys because the way we preach it, it is an 11-man wall, and when the ball comes to your wall, you tackle it, and if not, you spill it to somebody else, and they do their job, and we collectively play great team defense.
Yeah, Bassett seems to be the leader defensively out there, but he's got lots of help with. You could name them better than I could, but lots of help, particularly in the secondary.
Yeah, that secondary is pretty tough. I mean, Brevik played a great game at corner. Trey Powers is some of the same names as playing safety for us. Reed Rhodes playing at the other corner. Real tough. The unsung heroes on the defensive line that did their job of walling gaps and spilling the ball out to those guys, we collectively played a great effort.
All right, let's move ahead now and put that one in our back pocket and just relish that one forever and ever. And we'll talk about what we're doing tonight when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airmen.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach Willamette Wolverines here. Not an easy target. You're in their field. What do you expect from this highly regarded team?
I expect they're going to come out fired up and ready to give us the best they got. This is probably, and again, it's early, but the most talented team maybe in the state, certainly that we're going to face, just when you look at individual talent that they've got at various spots across the field. And they're getting their home opener, debuting or returning to 6A. We expect them to come out fired up and ready to play.
All right, offense from them. Running attack, passing attack, well-rounded. What do you expect?
Pretty balanced. They got a young quarterback, but he's talented. They've got a couple of good running backs. They've got two big physical tight ends, like kind of wing receiver types, and they've got some talent on the outside too. So I think in some ways they look similar as far as they can score in a variety of ways that we might look.
Can you disrupt the quarterback?
Well, that's what we're going to hope, right? As a sophomore, if we can generate some pressure or if we can force him to extend plays and test the decision-making, you know. Just because you're a sophomore doesn't mean you won't be able to handle it, but that's kind of where we start. It's like, okay, let's see. This guy's getting his first real trial by fire, 6A football. Let's make him make plays under duress.
All right. Can you attack him? Can you blitz him? And if you blitz him, does that open up other problems for you?
It does. I mean, the game plan can't be singular. It's not a blitz them every play. It's not a sit back and zone every time. It's a kind of keep them guessing. And with our defense, it's still that bend, don't break. They're going to make big plays, but can we tackle them before they get in the end zone and make them run one more play? And hopefully at that point they make that mistake or we make that big play that turns the ball in our favor.
All right, big question. Can you score on them?
Well, again, we have weapons across the field. I think we pose some matchup problems. And so our ability to protect the quarterback and get the ball out quickly is going to be a huge indicator as to how effective our offense is going to be tonight.
Going to be moving Rosetta around?
Yep, we'll move him around and we'll get that ball out of his hands as quickly as we can a lot of times.
All right, particular target by Traylor and Hill.
Yeah, we'll adjust. I don't know how they saw the film, and if they choose to double-team guys, we have other weapons. But obviously, you're building the game plan around the guys that are proven they can make plays.
Right. Two teams are similar in a couple of respects. Both are young, and both have explosive players. So long drive is probably not going to be what wins the game.
I would imagine not, no. You're going to expect some three and outs, and you're going to expect some explosive plays probably on both sides. And our goal is to make it a 60-minute game, and we know we got to take their best punches early, and then we got to punch back and see how they handle adversity.
Is there one thing you need to have happen to come home with a win?
I'll always hang our hat on effort and composure. And in high school football, if you can do those two things, you're going to give yourself a chance.
Effort, composure, and 60 minutes worth.
Yep.
All right, Coach, well, best of luck to you. To all of you, stay tuned. This interview courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, making you a healthier environment for you to live in. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I want to remind everyone, Coach Kennedy's comments brought to you by the Indoor Airman with modern energy solutions. They can help you save on your heating and cooling. Call the Indoor Airman. Time now for the starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list, head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. First of all, on defense at nose tackle, number 50, Triton Davis. Defensive ends, number 54, Riley Wallace, and 53, Deshaun Stenson. Tackle, number 55, Elijah Hernandez. The quarters, number 16, Andrew Jensen. And number 6, Ty Dungy. Linebackers, Parker Howell, number 14. Number 9, Trayton Bowers. Nickelback, number 3, Nate Bassett. And the safeties, Reed Rhodes and Brevik Hill. We'll run down the offense for you right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Starting offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen. At center, number 53, Deshaun Stenson. The guards, number 62, Colton Markey, and number 50, Titan Davis. The tackles, number 54, Riley Wallace, and number 55, Elijah Hernandez. Fullback, number 18, Jack Stewart. Receivers, number 3, Nate Bassett, number 11, Brevik Hill, and number 4, James Traylor. Running back, number 9, Trayton Bowers, and the quarterback, number 10, Jordan Rosetta. All right, those are tonight's lineup courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this 60-second Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, and we're going to bring in our cohort in crime here, color man Zach Morgan, who deserves a red badge of courage for not grabbing onto the sissy bar anytime we were passing trucks on I-5. Welcome, Zach. Tonight's game looks to me like there are a couple of crucial areas for either team, and let's start first on the line of scrimmage. Offensively and defensively, the Cavemen are a little outsized on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think this is the one game that, you know, we all kind of circled that we knew the size was going to be different in this one for sure. You know, North Medford wasn't as big as I think any of us necessarily expected. They were definitely bigger than us, but I think most teams that we're going to play this year are going to be bigger than the Cavemen. But this is the one team that stood out. We heard about all the transfers they got. You know, they got big number five, Tony Cumberland, going to Oregon next year, transfer. They got
6'5", 285. Yeah, he's a big one.
He's just a big boy.
And doesn't look like 285.
No, he's everything you think of when you see a D1 athlete. And so, you know, this is the size matchup. But at the same time, I talked about it last week, size in high school football, especially right now, doesn't necessarily play a factor. If the offensive line and defensive line for the Cavemen, for one, on defense, if they'll plug holes like they did last week against North Bedford, they will be fine. On offense, if they give Jordan just enough time to throw, and we saw last week in the running game, if they give Powers just enough of a small enough hole, Powers is a good running back, he's going to find a hole. He doesn't need a huge gaping hole to run a truck through. He just needs a small enough gap to get to the second level and then allow him to be an athlete like he is. So I think the Cavemen are fine size-wise, as long as it doesn't completely derail everything in the playbook.
All right. Second factor is the quarterbacks on both sides. First of all, Willamette's quarterback is Zeke Thomas. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. He's a sophomore, though, so he's pretty young, although he is extremely talented and won, I think, the 4A championship last year before transferring to Willamette. On the other side of the football is a junior quarterback, Jordan Rosetta. This is his third year of experience. We know what he's got. The key is keeping these quarterbacks under control. Can Grant's pass get to this young quarterback for the Wolverines? And by and large, can Grant's pass protect its own quarterback, taking into consideration the size of the lines?
Sure. So we'll go offensive line for the Cavemen first. Like I was just touching on, I think if the Cavemen give Jordan enough time, I know that Coach Kennedy will play to getting the ball out of his hands quick. I think we'll see more of a screen game tonight, which also allows for, you know, the what we call rocket routes, where you slip the blocker through and he goes on a streak route. So I think you'll see a lot more of the quick type stuff to allow the offensive line to be successful. Because if you're going to drop Jordan back in a 5-6-7-step drop, that's not going to be successful. It's just size is going to play a factor at that point. Defensively for the Cavemen, I truly believe that if the Cavemen will plug holes in the line of scrimmage, I believe our secondary is good enough to stay with the wide receivers for the Wolverines. I don't know that I really play the sophomore quarterback as a factor. You know, when you go play for a 4A state title, you've had the experience of the playoffs. No matter what level, you've made a playoff run. You've had the experience in a high-pressure game. This is not a high-pressure game. This is not a 4A state championship game. So I think him and Jordan are fairly equal as far as the resiliency and be able to handle it. You know, what I think he has going for him as a sophomore is that his offensive line is huge. So, you know, I think the Cavemen will be fine as long as they don't dwell on, yeah, they're bigger than us. If the Cavemen play physically like they did last week and are willing to play for the four quarters, you know, for the full 48 minutes, I truly believe the Cavemen are fine, but they've got to match the physicality, because physicality is going to be the key at the line of scrimmage.
More keys to talk about when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about the keys to tonight's game, and we've talked about the offensive and defensive lines and the two quarterbacks. Are there unknown factors out there? Are we talking about the Powers running back for Grant's Pass versus the running back for Wolverines, a 6'2", 175-pounder? He's a senior. Last name is Vaughn, Hunter Vaughn. He's cat quick. We know that. And they've got a plethora of receivers. How's that going to play against Grant's Pass?
Yeah, I think the one problem that the Wolverines present the Cavemen is the fact that they are fairly 50-50, 50-50 run pass. I think that presents a little bit of an issue for the Cavemen, because last week the Cavemen were kind of just geared up to stop the run, because the tornado really showed no signs of life in the passing game except for one pass for a touchdown late in the game that really didn't matter. So I think the fact that Willamette plays a more 50-50 style and they have that size up front, I think it creates a little bit of an issue. But I think this is also the first time the Cavemen have really not had an issue with the skill position. I think speed-wise, this is probably the first caveman team we've seen in a while that actually matches up speed-wise with most teams, if not every team in our league. Sure, you're going to run into one or two guys in the league that are faster than maybe anybody we got, but I think this is the first time the caveman secondary matches up guy for guy that we can actually play a true zone, man up every once in a while if we have to. And so I think that's a factor for the caveman for this matchup, especially because they obviously don't have the size. So when you can match up speed-wise, I think it eliminates some of the other problems that Caveman may have seen in the past.
Talking with head coach Kennedy, he thought this game might be decided by the explosive plays on each side. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think the explosive plays, who has the most of them? And honestly, we talk about it, you know, everybody, broadcaster, coach, you know, everybody will say it comes down to turnovers. But if you have a team that kind of mirrors each other as far as 50-50 goes, it's going to truly come down to turnovers. I think whoever wins the turnover battle, and it may come down to who has the ball last, too. So, but the turnover battle, I think this time especially, if Jordan gets enough time, isn't afraid of the contact, and doesn't really force the ball into windows, maybe he doesn't have to. I think the Cavemen have a great chance here. But if we see Rosetta get behind the ball, you know, second and long, third and long, and having to, like, try to force balls into windows that maybe aren't there, I think that's when the Cavemen could really have a problem. But if they can avoid those, get the running game started early tonight, I truly think the Cavemen, even though everybody's, you know, all lambent tonight, I truly think the Cavemen do have a good chance.
All right, certainly. We want no interceptions for Jordan Rosetta. On top of that, we're talking turnovers, and that could be, we're talking fumbles here. Most of our players seem to have pretty strong hands. Powers has shown that. Berg has shown strong hands. We have a sophomore there. James Trader is going to touch the football a lot. And that's still an unknown quantity, although he showed well against North Bedford.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was good to see him. It was good to see him early in the game catch that long pass, get his legs under him, realize, hey, this is just another football game. Yeah, some of these boys are bigger, and they do hit a little bit harder than at the freshman level, obviously. But it was good to see him settle in because it adds just one more giant weapon in the offense. And then it allows the Cavemen, because, I mean, the Cavemen's success this year is truly going to be if they can get Powers going in the running game. If they can get the running game going and then allow people to try to have to stack the box a little bit more than if they're just playing back in zones, that's when the Cavemen offense really becomes explosive. And then on the flip side of that, for the Cavemen defense, it's really going to be limiting the balls over their head in the secondary. I think Bassett and Powers being at those safety positions do a good job of understanding, you know, and reading, being like quarterbacks of the defense essentially. But it's in a 50-50 pass, the corners have to keep their eyes out of the backfield, not fall for the play action fake, and stay with their man, because the play-action fake was when we will see the deep ball, and that's when we really got a problem.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the keys to the game as we see them right now, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. That's the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. First half coming up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have the national anthem here. While we do the national anthem here, we'll ask you to pause on our broadcast. We cannot bring you with the reverence it deserves, so we'll pause. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. During the keys to tonight's game, you may have heard the crowd go crazy here, and that was when the Wolverines were coming onto the field with certainly some fanfare, and they had a smoke machine out there blowing pink smoke as they took the field. Once again, this is the team's first home game at the 6A level in years, and they come in highly regarded here, and it appears to be a capacity crowd, at least on the home side. That's where we're at. As we peer across to the far side, we're going to estimate right at close to 100 Grants Pass fans have made the trip up here. I think that's fairly accurate. So Grants Pass has always traveled well, and, of course, they brought up their full rally squad. So that's the situation there. The teams are in the middle of the field right now getting ready for the coin toss. We'll bring that to you. Once again, all Caveman games heard live right here on KAJO Radio. Want to remind you that there is a football game tomorrow here on this radio station also. You'll have to get up early, though. The pregame starts at 7 a.m. for the Oregon Ducks game against, well, they're going back and playing Northwestern in Illinois. So because of the time changes, it's a 9 o'clock kickoff.
Yes, the Cavemen won the toss, deferred to the second half, and will kick from right to left.
Ah, all right. So a little bit different strategy on the road for head coach Kennedy. We're going to get the kickoff in the second half. So the Cavemen will go on defense early. So the Cavemen will know exactly what is happening with the Willamette offense and how to make the adjustments early. Cavemen, the rest of the Caveman team just coming onto the field as we speak. We're about ready to get this one underway, folks. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Once again, Duck football. Pre-game at 7 o'clock tomorrow for a 9 o'clock kickoff against a pretty good football team in Northwestern. Beavers also on the road tomorrow. No, we're not carrying that game, but they're kicking off at 12:30 if that's one that you want to follow. Oregon State taking on the Red Raiders in Texas. Players going onto the field. The Wolverines are ready. They're sending back deep number four. Number four is Hunter Vaughn. He's their starting running back, according to the information we have. And back with him in tandem is number 10. That's Zui Alwinion. Alwinion, he's a senior, 5'11", 147 pounds. We assume that he's a speedster. Cavemen have yet to put out their kicking team on the field yet, but you can hear the home fans here. We're on the home side as they have picked up that rhythmic clap for their team. Wolverine sky high, as you would certainly expect them to be. They handled South Medford pretty easily last Friday night.
All right, well, I think this is the true, you know, we talked about last week, the weathering the storm. It's pretty easy to weather a storm on a Friday night in Mel Ingram, but when you got to weather the storm on the road, this is a good test for the Cavemen and to see truly who we all believe is the best team in the league. You know, in week two, it's a good test for the Cavemen early in the season to see what they're really capable of.
All right, first of all, first kickoff, I think you want to put it in the end zone to avoid any run back initially. So teams are deployed. Alejandro Leon getting ready to put his toe to the football and get this one underway once again right here on KAJO Grants Pass, folks. Heard at 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and on the web at KAJO.com. Leon approaches the football, high end over end kick, and it will drive back to about the 2 yard line. Picked up there by Vaughn. Vaughn comes back up the right hand side, gets through the 30 yard line, across the 40 yard line, and goes out of bounds, probably about the 35 yard line. We'll see where we're going to spot the football. Going to spot it at the 31-yard line. First down and 10 for the Wolverines. So get close to your radios, folks. It's going to be fun tonight. Just underway. First down and 10 for the Wolverines on their own 31. They're going to send one man wide the left-hand side. That's number four. That's Vaughn. We expected him to be the tailback. All alone in the backfield is the quarterback. No, he's not back there alone. We'll pick up the other number in a moment or two. Stack receivers left-hand side. Man goes in motion left to right. Little play-action fake to the tailback. Puts his head down and gets out to about the 36-yard line. A gain of 6 yards.
Yeah, that's number 26, Maverick Akers, their starting running back tonight.
So Akers gets the first carry. And it's second down and about four for the Grants Pass, for the Wolverines.
Yeah, it's very imperative for the Cavemen tonight. We talked about last week, especially with the big running back from North Medford, but it's very imperative for the Cavemen to wrap up early. You know, broken tackles, broken opportunities is going to be a true downfall for the Cavemen. I have to give more chances.
Acker still the tailback. 2 men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Cavemen put up that four-man front. There's the snap, and a give to the tailback, puts his head down. First down yardage, and he gets out to about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, right now the Wolverines are going to get right back on the football after the first down for a little hurry up, but it's just a dive right up the middle twice in a row for the Wolverines.
All right, split, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Out of the I formation for the young quarterback. Two-step drop, passes away down the left-hand side, and it is broken up by the Grants Pass defender. Is that
that's Powers.
Powers
did a good job there. They tried to split the safeties with a seam route, and Powers came back over the top of it, doing a good job, not getting beat deep, and getting his left hand on the football coming across the wide receiver there to break up the pass.
Second down and 10, and the young quarterback goes to the sidelines apparently every play and goes back into the huddle with the play that's been called. Up the line of scrimmage. Split right. Trips to the left-hand side. Looks like the pistol. Akers is the tailback still. Past the flat left-hand side. It's complete. Pass goes to the left-hand side. Man pushed out of bounds on about the 48, 49-yard line of Grants Pass.
Yeah, that's just a quick wide receiver screen to the middle wide receiver in the trips. The other two wide receivers did a good job of blocking. And the Cayman did an okay job coming up, but they're going to fill a little faster on those screens.
About an 8 yard gain. It's third down and two. Two split right, slot right, and a flag flies to get the things underway.
That's going to be offsides on the Cayman. Did a little hard count there and got the Cayman to jump.
And that's the call. That's an autom- well, that 5 yards will be good enough for a first down. And that's another Wolverine. So first down and 10 from the 43-yard line of Grants Pass for the Wolverines. Wolverines stay in that same formation. 2 men split to the right-hand side, slot right, single receiver to the left-hand side, out of the pistol for Thomas. Keeps it himself, looks, wants to pitch out, and does it. Hits the right-hand side, goes down on about the 39-yard line.
The yeah, they
so tried. He'll pick up about four.
Yeah, all that was your standard speed option to the right, and Thomas cut it back up the field instead of pitching to try to get some extra yards there.
Second down and six.
Second down and about six for the Wolverines. On the drive in, Grants Pass territory, ball on the 39-yard line, split right, slot left, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Deep drop again by the young quarterback, pass down the field, has a man there, and it's complete touchdown. Goes to Brady Bart. 39-yard score.
Yeah, it's just a deep post out off of a play-action fake. Brevik Hill was there, but he tried to undercut as he was going for the ball, and he missed by a couple yards, and the wide receiver was able to run right under it.
So the Wolverines hit early. Try for point after.
By donating $10 for every touchdown scored this season.
They will try to kick the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is blocked. So the extra point try is no good. 9:31 on the clock, first period, and the Wolverines have struck first at 6-0. Caveman offense coming up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I need to tell you this first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. A caveman have put trailer and powers back deep to return this kickoff that is coming to you right now in the air. High end over and kick it will come up short on the right-hand side to Powers. Powers down the right-hand sideline, cuts back to the middle of the field, picks up a block or two across the 30-yard line out to about the 35, 36-yard line. A good return. High Powers here, and the Cavemen will take over first down and 10 with not bad field position.
Yeah, great return from Powers. They're honestly a good answer by the Cavemen after a, you know, what could be a pretty puncturing little long ball there out of the Wolverines. But a good return gives them some air out of the end zone, and now the Cavemen come out to operate.
Looks like the ball is spotted on about the 37-yard line, right in the middle of the field in between the two hash marks. First down and 10 for Grants Pass. They're going to initially split two men to the left-hand side. Three men to the left-hand side. No, now we're going to change that. And a flag flies immediately. And as the man comes off.
Too many men on the field.
It's the Cavemen. 12 men on the field. It's a five-yard penalty.
So 12 men on the field. So instead of first and 10, it'll be first and 15 as the ball goes back to about the 32, 33-yard line. Two-man split left, one split to the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Powers goes in motion. Quick pass to Powers on the right-hand side. He's got some running room, cuts up the field, and whistle stops the act.
He dropped it. So it was a little swing pass to Powers. He dropped it. It just took a perfect bounce and bounced right back up to him. So he tried to play it off.
Second and 15.
So second and 15 still. Got to look to me like he had a wide open field in front of him. Because he didn't have the football.
No, but also if he has that, he's got at least 10 yards in front of them when nobody's going to get to him yet.
So it's second down and 15. Two men split to, well, now some confusion. One man split to the left, trips to the right-hand side, Powers to the right shoulder, Rosetta in the shotgun this time. There's the snap, quick give to Powers, a little quick opener, comes to the left-hand side, still on the speed, bounce to the right-hand side across the 40-yard line, gets out to the 50-yard line, steps out of bounds on about the 49-yard line of the Wolverines.
Yeah, what a great run by Powers. He gets hit initially. It spins off of it. Then the guy throws him at the same time, which almost propelled him outside. It was just your standard run, you know,
about
zone
a 16-yard run.
Yeah, it was just your standard zone left play, which he turns into a 16, 17-yard run for a huge first down for the Cavemen, especially after the initial 5-yard penalty.
All right, and the ball now down to the 48-yard line of the Wolverines. In Wolverines territory, trips to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Powers to the left shoulder this time of Rosetta, and Rosetta in the shotgun. Put a man in motion going right to left. There's a snap, quick pass to Plant on the right-hand side. This one's complete, and the man is hit and dropped almost immediately. The pass was to Cameron Holland.
Yeah, it was just a little bubble screen to the inside receiver on both sides. Rosetta decided to go to the top of the field, and Bowen, trying to block the corner, just kind of missed the block, and the corner was able to come make a play and tackle Holland for a loss of about three there.
So it's going to be second down on about 13. The ball back in Grants Pass territory at the 49-yard line. Newman split the left-hand side. Two-back set with a fullback. Power still the tailback. One man split to the right-hand side. Rosetta takes a snap. Quick opener to the right-hand side again to Powers. Powers puts his head down and pulls ahead. Made a yard, maybe two. Didn't get back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up third and long, about 11.
Yeah, and you can see the Cavemen, a lot of quick movements, quick motions, get the ball out of Rosetta's hand quick. So we'll see now what happens on this third and long, which I know is against a team like Lamb. It's a third and 11 plus is what you want to avoid.
Newman split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side once again with that two-back set. Fullback and Powers the tailback. Now they look to the sidelines for the play to be signaled in. They have it now out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Rosetta's two-step drop. Heavy pressure. He is hit and dropped back on about the 40-yard line. So a loss of 10 for Rosetta.
Yeah, those are just the downs that Cavemen have to avoid. With the size differential, that's when you really truly see a size differential between the Cavemen and the Wolverines. And when Rosetta's just forced to drop back in a four- or five-step drop, there's not enough time for the Cavemen defensive line to
hold. He had no time to even cock the football. 7:12 on the clock. Grants Pass now with a fourth and long situation. We'll punt the football away. Long snap count, and Grants Pass moved offside. It's going to cost him another five. There was a wide out on the left-hand side. Moved way too early. Or at least he's the only one I saw move that early.
He was exactly who you're talking about.
All right, once again. Good snap. Heavy pressure, but gets the punt away. High, spiraling punt. Great punt. Puts it back to about the 25-yard line and taken there by Vaughn. Vaughn cuts the right-hand side, gets a quarter turn across the 30-yard line. Out of bounds and about the 40-yard line is where they'll mark the football. First down and 10 for the Wolverines at their own 40-yard line. 6:44 to play. It's 6-0. Wolverines, they have the football in their second offensive possession. And as they change teams on the field, we'll tip our hats once again to our good friend Moser Paving. Been a first quarter sponsor for, I think, since 1988. Of course, nobody here is that old, so I could be wrong.
Yeah, this is an important series for the Cayman defense. They got to make them earn it a little bit more than what they did the last series. Make them truly, you know, bend but don't break, like Coach Kennedy's been talking about.
Split right, slot left. Two men split outside of that slot. Slot is the big guy, Cumberland, the 6'5", 280. They get the ball to the tailback, going to the right-hand side. It's Akers, cuts up field, gets the 50-yard line, crawls across the 50, traveling about the 47-yard line. It'll be a gain of 13.
Yeah, and so far we're seeing the size difference actually playing a factor. The running backs for the Wolverines aren't getting hit till 4 or 5 yards past line scrimmage. And so far the quarterback's had nothing but time to throw when he has thrown the couple of passes he's thrown.
Akers, three carries unofficially, about 28 yards so far. First down and 10. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line of the Cavemen. Newman split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left. There's the snap again to the tailback. Straight ahead, right up the center. He's stopped on about the 43-yard line. So a gain of 5 that time.
Second and 6.
Yeah, and the Cavemen just got to – they got to fill gaps sooner and be willing to kind of put their nose in there and be willing to, you know, kind of man up. And right now, the Cayman defense line is standing straight up and down, which is something they definitely can't do against a team that's bigger than them.
Clock is running. 5:40 mark here. First quarter. Come to you live from Willamette High School in Eugene. Two-man splits to the right-hand side for the Wolverines. Slot on the right-hand side. Single receiver out to the left-hand side. Young quarterback in the pistol. And his tailback is Akers. Keeper coming around the right-hand side. Option. And it's hit and dropped. No gain this time. So Thomas comes to the right-hand side. Actually lost about a half yard.
Yeah, good job there by linebacker number 33, Jacob Thomas. He came flying from his linebacker position to get the quarterback. I believe it was Parker Howe who had responsibility on the running back and stayed there. So Thomas couldn't pitch the ball, and they came and were able to take it for about a two-yard loss.
So third and about seven. And again, up the line of scrimmage come the Wolverines. One man split to the right-hand side, and that's Bart. He's the one who caught the touchdown pass. Slot on the right-hand side. Trips the left-hand side. Thomas changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Whistle stops the action, and we have a timeout, I think.
No.
Another flag?
Oh, they are going to give Willamette a timeout.
Timeout by the Wolverines, 4:37 to play. They lead it 6-0. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
4:37 on the clock, 6-0 here. Timeout on the field, called by the Wolverines. That's the first of the football game. It is a third down situation and 7 to go for the Wolverines. Ball spotted at the Grants Pass 44-yard line. Wolverines up by 6, coming back to the field right now. All right, Thomas, the quarterback, up on the pistol. Ackers the tailback, trips the left-hand side, slot right, split right. There's the snap. Deep drop by the young quarterback. Ball up, rolls to the left-hand side, still looking down the field. Throws away, all along on the right-hand side. Passes complete, 20-yard line, then 15-yard line, still on his feet. Falls out of bounds, shy of the touchdown, but inside the 5. That was Chamberlain, Kawhi Chamberlain.
Yeah, and that's where the size of line is really starting to show. He was able to roll all the way out left, still have enough blocking, and then throw all the way across the body back to the right with just a wide receiver that slipped wide open.
Inside on the 4-yard line, there's a snap. Ball comes to the left-hand side and the tailback. Caveman pursue, and doesn't look like there's much gain.
Picks up 2 yards.
Oh, there's going to say 2 yards.
Yeah, on the play previously there, the Cayman defense, actually the corners and the safeties did a good job of guarding it for as long as they did. But when Thomas rolled out to his left and then stopped his feet, was able to set, then one of the I think it was the tight end, slipped right out in the flat on the backside and was just standing there by himself. And that's just, it's too long when the linebackers have to fill so that Thomas cannot run.
Up the line of scrimmage, ball spotted on the 2-yard line. There's a snap and the give again to Akers. This time he's in. Touchdown, and it's 12-0. So Akers gets his first touchdown of the night.
Now you'll see the Wolverines going for 2 as well.
Two to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol with Akers, the tailback. There's the snap. Wants to throw. Holds it down. Heavy pressure. Cuts back to the left-hand side. Then dives. I think he's in. He is. So the two-point conversion goes to the quarterback, Thomas. and it's 14-0. The Wolverines lead by two touchdowns here with 3:21 left here in the first period. We'll have the kickoff for you right after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Trailer and Bauer is back deep to receive the kickoff. Coming away momentarily, Wolverines go down with that three-point stats. They address the football, and the high underbrand kick goes to the right-hand side. Short about the 10-yard line to Powers. Powers looking for blockers, being chased from behind, heavy pressure, and they pull him down at about the 26-yard line. The first out and 10 from the Grants Pass 26-yard line. And let's see if the Cavemen, they really need to generate some offense this time and at least move the football down the field a little bit to gain a little momentum.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's a couple penalties that kind of shot them in the foot there in the first drive. They got to avoid the second down and long, third down and longs. So they got to make them manageable downs so that way they can have the run pass option, because if they're just going to drop Rosetta back on these deep passes, I don't think the Cavemen offensive line can handle the size and speed that we've seen from Willamette so far.
The speed top to bottom has been impressive. All right, the Cavemen split trailer to the left-hand side, trips to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time, Rosetta with Powers to his right shoulder. Long snap count, there it is. The fake. Ball goes to the right-hand side. And looks like first down yardage. Pass went to Rosetta's
pass. Yeah, went to Brevik Hill. Just a little quick screen pass to Hill. Luckily, he evaded the first tackle and was able to get the 11 yards. Otherwise, he might have been dropped on the initial hit, maybe for a loss of a yard, if not no gain.
What a first down for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, moving the ball quickly to the flat. A lot of that action was behind a post here. Trips out a triangle to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. That's Trailer. Once again, out of the shotgun this time. There's a snap and a quick pass to the flat left-hand side. Looking for Hill. It's incomplete.
Yeah, another quick screen. Tried to go out to wide receiver Hill here at the bottom towards us. Rosetta just skipped it in there. Didn't give it enough juice to get it out to Hill to give him a chance.
Yeah, Hill had to dive down to try to pull it in. So Rosetta may be trying to move a little too quickly. 2:42 on the clock. Stops on the incomplete pass. Cavemen have it second down and 10. Ball on their own 38-yard line. Trips the left-hand side. End in tight on the right. Again, Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Man goes in motion. That's Hill going right to left. There's the snap. Rosetta moves to the right-hand side. Up to Hill quickly. Hill catches it. Dives ahead. Maybe gets a couple of yards.
Pass complete to Hill. Short pickup.
Yes, yeah, so that was the true RPO. The run fake to Powers coming left. And then Rosetta going out on a sprint route, essentially, and then he was just able to dump the ball off the Hill.
All right, trip to the left-hand side. Straight to the right-hand side. Flag down in the Grants Pass backfield again.
Again. A false start against the
Cavemen tried to go hard count and ends up costing them 5 yards on the false start. And now we're back in that third, and now we're at third and 13. And this is not the place the Cavemen want to be.
So 2:10 showing on the clock. It's 14-0 Grants Pass. Third and long right now on their own territory at the 35-yard line.
And these are just some of those storms that Cavemen have to weather on the road. You just got to live through these and survive them and move on.
Trips left, single receiver to the right. See what Mr. Rosetta has in his back pocket right now. Right now it's Powers. Powers goes in motion to left-hand side. Here comes the rush, the pass to run. It's complete. Right hand side. It's Hill to the right hand side, puts his head down and gets about to the 45-yard line. It'll be shy of the first down, but good for 10 yards.
Short of the first down.
And I would imagine Coach Candy goes for it here, especially with how explosive the Willamette offense has been on a fourth and two play. I believe that they'll go for it, and they will.
2 minutes left to the left-hand side. Two to the right-hand side this time as they came and looked at the sidelines to have that play signaled in. They'll move Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta on the left hash mark this time. Deep drop by Rosetta. Has time. Passes away left-hand side. Overthrew his receiver down at about the 45-yard line. Fourth down to the Grants Pass Cable.
They tried to. They ran a streak out on the far side of the field. Trailer was running deep, and Bassett was running a quick out. It was just a little bit high. Bassett possibly could have caught it, but it was just a little bit high. It would have been had to be a great catch out of Bassett, which now turnover on downs for the Caymen.
So that gives the Wolverines a first down in Grants Pass territory at the 46-yard line. Less than a minute to play here in the first period. Wolverines come up. They'll send three receivers to the right-hand side. Single receiver to left-hand side. Young quarterback Thomas in the pistol with Akers, the tailback. They give to Akers again. Looks to the left tackle. Puts his head down. Doesn't find very much as lots of white jerseys ganged up on him there. Caveman in the blue pants, white jerseys, and white helmets tonight with the blue numerals. Wolverines in black uniforms, white numerals, and their red helmets. Maroon helmets is more accurate. I'm not a fashionista, folks. It's a color. Trips the right-hand side. There's the snap. Pass the flat right-hand side, and man catches it and goes down immediately.
He's going to lose a yard and a half.
I think so.
Yeah, they tried to run a quick bubble screen to our side like the Caymen had been doing, and Thomas just underthrew it, and the receiver went down to catch it. Honestly, probably should just let it drop it. It would have been better off for them, but it ends up working out for the Caymen. Now we're going to see a third and down. I would believe that we'd probably see a four-down territory here for Willamette, especially because this is a bonus series for them, essentially.
And that's the end of the first period. That's the way it ends. 14-0. Grants Pass trails to Willamette Wolverine. Second period coming after this 1 minute Cape Manton timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value. Toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by the Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked with everything for the hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifle accessories, everything you need to give you a chance to fill that tag. Up the line of scrimmage come the Wolverines. Trips left, one single receiver to the right. Out of the pistol this time for young Thomas. Two-step drop. Steps up into the pocket. Forced out of the pocket. Pulled out, thrown for a loss. Back to about the 45-yard line. So that'll be a loss of about 8.
Yeah, the loss of 8 is going to actually, I believe, well, for one, Thomas has to come out of the game because his helmet popped off. But two, I think the loss of 8 is now going to force Willamette to actually have to punt the football. So a huge stop there by the Caymen defense. Great job by the secondary to force him out of the pocket. The Caymen defensive line did a great job of pursuing.
Bassett was signaling to the sidelines and wanted some information or the right people on. They've got them on now. He is the up back. So, Holland?
No, that's Bill.
And a short, not a great kick, bounces at about the 30-yard line, takes it, will Lamet roll, they'll let it roll dead on about the 23, 24-yard line.
Down at the 24-yard line.
So first down and 10 for Grants Pass from their own 24, looking to get back into this game. Down by two touchdowns, 14 to nothing. Really just beginning to hit their stride right now after a good defensive stand.
Yeah, it's a great job by the Cayman defense. Forced a couple negative plays. Got a huge sack there on third down. You know, real like I was saying at the end of the first quarter, some of these storms, especially, you know, you mentioned it earlier, first home game, first 6A home game in a while. I mean, this crowd is, it's loud, it's juiced. They got the loudspeakers going. So it's kind of weather that early storm.
Got a cheerleader up on the mic.
Yeah, you got to weather the early storm and see what happens. Give yourself a chance late in the game.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Cayman with that two-back set, the full-back. Powers the tailback. They give it to Powers. Powers looks for a running room. Dives ahead to about the 25-yard line. So he'll pick up about a yard.
Yeah, I love the play design there for the Cayman, actually. Jordan opens up to his right, but then does a full spin and hands the ball basically back on his left to Powers. So it's a little misdirection, essentially, trying to see who's falling asleep. Wham did a good job of staying home on it, but that is something down the road that will be effective for the Cayman offense as we get deeper in this season.
Trader was on the sidelines. He's back in now on the lone receiver to the right-hand side. Trips in a triangle to the left sideline as the Cayman come up to the left hash mark where the football is. And the shotgun. Powers to the narrow side of the field from Rosetta. Now the man comes in motion going left to right and whistle stops the action. Do we get another flag?
Yeah, we're going to get a delay of game. Rosetta never looked at behind where the referee was, the back judge, to watch his hand be up in the air. And it just took a little bit too long for that play to get in and for the play to develop for the Cayman. Yeah, the Cayman offense has looked a little out of sorts early with the first play. Too many people on the field, a couple false starts, now a delayed game. They just look a little bit dysfunctional early in this game.
Cayman split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side this time. And Powers to the wide side of the field this time, ball still on the left hash mark. There's the snap. Looking at the left-hand side. Passes away to Powers on the flat on the right-hand side. Gets across the 20-yard line, out across the 25, out to about the 27-yard line. So that'll be a gain of at least 7.
Yeah, they ran everybody deep and then ran Powell's swing route to the right-hand side, which was a good read by Jordan because there's nobody else open, but the Wolverines did a good job also pursuing to the football once Powers had got it. The Wolverines head coach is also an ex-Sheldon head coach, Josh Lyon, and he does a very good job, and I'm seeing it early with the Willamette defense. They're showing Jordan one thing, but disguising it to actually play something different.
Third and 6, trip to the left-hand side. One receiver to the right-hand side for the Grants Pass Cayman. Ball now on the right hash mark. There's a snap. Two-step drop by Rosetta. Pulls it down himself. Runs to the right-hand side. First down yardage. Shoot, just shy as he's pushed out of bounds on about the 36 or 37-yard line. So they're going to put it down on the 38-yard line.
That brings up fourth down and 1.
So a gain of about 6.
Yeah, going to bring up fourth down and 1. We'll see if the Cayman try to go hard count and see if they can get them jump off sides or see if they truly go for it here to try to gain some momentum back.
2 minute split to the right. That's Hill and Trailer. 2 minute split to the left-hand side. There's the hard count. Somebody jumped, but not far enough. And there's a timeout for the Grants Pass Cayman. 9:19 to play here in the first half. It is 14-0 Grants Pass with a fourth and short situation. We'll be back with that right after this 30-second Cayman timeout.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back. Caveman coming back on the field. Fourth and short situation, ball on their own 33-yard line. Might go for it, but...
Looks like Leon's on the field, so they're going to punt it.
Yeah, that's a dangerous place to go for it. So Alejandro Leon goes back into punt formation, standing on his own 19-yard line. One man deep for the Wolverines. There's the snap. Kick is high. It's Boomer. Drives the man back to about the 28-yard line. Calls for the fair catch. He'll take it on about the 25 or 26. Make that the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for the Wolverines. Great punt.
What a great punt by Leon. That's two in a row that he's really booted up there. Good spirals. That one was high.
Long hang time.
Absolutely. Good job by him to give the Caveman punt team a chance to get down there. And honestly, it flips the field for the Caveman all the way down to the other 26, which is a huge relief for the Caveman.
We've got you covered. 9:12 o'clock. Wolverine still on the sidelines, huddled around their head coach on the change of possession. Caveman defense is on the field. And the Wolverines deploy their troops. Once again, first and 10 on their own 27-yard line. Two men split to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Thomas in the pistol. Akers, the tailback, and goes in motion. There's a snap. They give the motion man coming to the right-hand side. Tries to turn a field. Gets across the 20-yard line. Or across the 30-yard line out to about the 32. So that'll be a gain of about six.
Yeah, the jet sweep to this side. Good job by Weston Berg to stay home and keep forcing the play back inside so somebody else would come and make the play, but he ended up making it himself.
Two receivers stacked to the right-hand side. Now we may change that play. A single receiver to the left-hand side. Pardon me, we've got two on each side now. Thomas wants to throw, gets the pass down and lay at it. Complete right down the center of the field, across the 20, the 10. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown to number four. That's Vaughn.
That was a 68-yard pass there for the Wolverines. It was just a standard go route in the middle of the field, and the Caveman had some confusion in the backside of the field, and he was wide open, but nobody within 15, 20 yards of him when he caught the pass.
Second touchdown pass, 154 yards through the air. On 5 of 7 throwing the football so far tonight for Zeke Thomas. Yeah, the sophomore. Try for point after coming now. 8:25 left here in the first half. And the kick is up. And the official says it's good. It's 21-0 here. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back. Everybody's poised for the kickoff. It's being teed up now by the Wolverines on the 40-yard line. And back deep to receive our trailer and... Not Powers this time, is it?
No, I think it's Hill.
Hill?
Yeah, I think it's Hill and Trailer. Yep.
And we're addressing the football. Puts his toe to it high. This one will be short. And this will come up to a Trailer at the 15-yard line. Comes right back up to the center. Finds a hole. Squeezes through. Gets across the... 35, and is brought down on about the 37, 38-yard line. He almost found a hole there. He's slippery.
Yeah, another good return there for the Caveman return team, setting up good field position. Now the Caveman offense just needs to find some rhythm. They've been really just out of sync the entire game so far. I know
they can push the rushing just a little.
Yeah, and I know, you know, like,
I understand
it. You can see the size is playing a factor so far. But the Caveman, if they would just let their speed play, and I think Jordan is a little confused. Like I was saying, this is the typical Sheldon defense. They're showing you one thing. They're dropping into something completely different or blitzing from somewhere you didn't expect. And so Jordan just needs to settle in a little bit.
Four receivers, two to each side, ball at the 38-yard line of Grant's pass for the Caveman. Rosetta in the shotgun, powers to his right shoulder. There's the snap. Play action, run pass option. The pass is out and complete to about the 44-yard line. Oh, incomplete?
Yeah. So it's a little RPO. Jordan did a good job reading it, hitting Ravik Hill right in the hands. And I think Hill heard some feet coming and dropped it before he could turn it around with the football.
Second down and 10. 8:08 showing on the clock. It stopped on the incomplete pass. So second and 10 from the 38-yard line. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Passes away quickly over the center. Incomplete.
Passes incomplete.
Yeah, and that was just a quick slant ramp on the outside, and it went right through Bowen's hands, right above his head, so a little bit higher than you would want it, but it's also a catchable football. So it's starting to seem like the Cavemen are a little bit shell-shocked, a little bit shy for contact at this point. They're going to need to settle in, otherwise this game's going to get out of hand a little bit quickly.
5 for 10, throwing the football for Rosetta, 28 yards. Third down and long, 3rd and 10 for the Caveman. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right for Rosetta. Rosetta snap, 3-step drop, deep drop. Little screen pass, over through the screen pass, incomplete. 4th down.
Yeah, they tried to set up a running back screen, which it was set up really nicely. Rosetta had a little bit of pressure in his face, kind of shied away from it a little bit and threw it a little bit high over Power's head and just couldn't catch it.
So the Caveman will show punting formation again, coming off of Alejandro Leon's toe. He has been nailing a couple. But the speedster Vaughn is back to receive it and return it. His speed is impressive. Good snap from center. Gets the punt away against heavy pressure. Fair catch called for by Vaughn at the 35-yard line. 7:52. That was a little shorter and came down a little quicker, but no return, and that's the good thing. First down and 10 for the Willamette Wolverines. 7:52 left here in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Zach Morgan, along with Chuck Benson here, made the drive up to Eugene today. Nice drive in spite of the traffic. And Zach holding onto the sissy bar. We're teasing, folks. Certainly not. Wolverines come from the sidelines after getting their instructions from their head coach. Caveman defense awaits. Caveman split the left-hand side. Two to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time for Thomas. And comes in motion, right to left. Play action fake goes to the right-hand side. And Zach Ackers squeezes through for about a 15-yard gain out to about the 50-yard line.
That was number 10 this time. Susie Alwanyan.
10. Oh, I can't fit that in my score sheet. He'll be just Susie.
That's a Will High. First down.
7:32. Clock is running here. That's a time left here. Drift to the left-hand side. There's the snap for the Wolverines to go to the right-hand side. Puts his head down off right tackle. Pulls ahead, gets a couple, 3 or 4.
On the carry, picks up 3 yards to the 46.
So about 3 that time.
Second and 7.
Yeah, they keep faking that sweep and then countering behind it, and the Caveman are struggling with the counter coming back off of the jet sweep.
Trips left-hand side. Here's a pass to the flat left-hand side. A screen pass comes to the right-hand side across the 40-yard line into the hands of, that was number 8, pulling across to about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, that was a quick screen to the trip side to the middle receiver there for the Wolverines. And the other two receivers did a good job blocking the caveman, allowing Chamberlain just to run free at that point.
Split left, trips to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol, deep drop this time by Thomas. What's the throw? Throwing deep, long, into a crowd, into the end zone, incomplete. So Thomas now 6 of 9 throwing the football.
Yeah, good defense there by number 5. Reed Rhodes got beat off the line initially. The ball was a little bit underthrown, and Rhodes did a good job of recovering and being able to get his hands up just in time for the ball to arrive and knock the ball out.
On the incomplete pass, clock is stopped as the Wolverines break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. 34-yard line of Grant's pass. Two men split to each side right now. Thomas just ahead of his tailback running back. Two-step drop. Gets a quick pass away to the flat left-hand side. It's complete to the 30-yard line. That's good for 4 yards.
Yeah, good job of Hill there. It's just a quick hitch route. Hill was right on his back. Tried to knock the ball out, but was able to make the tackle at the same time.
So, 3rd and 5. Ball at the 29-yard line. There's a snap. Past the flat right-hand side. Man out of the backfield. Puts his head down. Squeezes through. Finds some running room. He gets down to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, just a running back screen, essentially, without the actual screen. It was just a bubble route with everybody blocking. Glorified toss, essentially, and nobody there for the caveman in the flat for an easy first down.
Into the red zone, ball on the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. Man comes in motion right to left. Out of the pistol, and they give it the tailback. Zuni going to the right-hand side, tries to cut up the field. Flag goes down in the backfield of the Wolverines. This one may come back.
Yeah, it should be a holding call on the right tackle, I believe, for the Wolverines.
And that carry will be negated by a holding call.
That was the call, and they'll bring the ball back this time.
10-yard penalty makes it 1st and 20.
So the 1st and 20, ball goes back to the 26-yard line. Coming out of the huddle, Wolverines send two men to the left-hand side. And single receiver to the right-hand side. There's a snap, two-step drop. Out of the backfield, pass comes to the left-hand side. Zuni cuts up the field, gets across the 15-yard line before he's brought down, goes down to about the 14-yard line.
Yeah, they're starting to really key on nobody in the flats for the cavemen. And the cavemen are dropping into a cover two, cover four, something like that. And there's nobody in the flat right now. And with the quick bubble screen to the running back, everybody blocking, it's a glorified toss play. And the cavemen are really struggling. Nobody really touching him until 5, 6, 7 yards down the field.
They're doing what we need to do. They're getting the ball out real quickly. Single receiver going to the right-hand side. Slot left. Everybody else in tight. Up under center this time. There's the snap. Pitches right back to Vaughn. Vaughn almost trapped in the backfield. Can he outrun him? Halfback pass. Turns the corner. Broken pass. Gets across the 10-yard line. Still on his feet. Fights his way to the 5-yard line on a flag. Flies. Two flags are down.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a face mask on one of the Cayman defenders as he cut up the field.
Down to the 5-yard line. Penalty flag on the play.
Right about 25 yards to get 9. He's quick and fast, both.
Yeah, face mask going to gain him a couple more yards. It'll be half the distance.
Against the caveman. That'll be half the distance to the goal. 1st and goal, Wolverines.
Oh. Trips to left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. They get ball right-hand side. Man cuts up field. Touchdown for number 10, Zuni.
Into the end zone, touchdown.
27-0. Try for one after coming.
Got a caveman player down. I can't see a number. 55, maybe?
Yes.
Is that Hernandez?
Yep. Strongest man on the caveman team. That's what he said last night. At the caveman quarter, you're all invited to join us every Thursday night. Find out about caveman football from head coach Kennedy and a lot of the players. We had Hernandez there and some of the other captains.
Let's hear it for the cheer squad.
4 minutes left here in the first half. You're listening to caveman football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band. And try for the point after. Crowd quiets. There's the snap. And again, nothing.
No good.
No good. So it remains 27-0 here, and we'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Ball is teed up on the 40-yard line, getting ready for the kickoff here. Caveman down 27-0 here in the first half. See if we can spring a return here. Hey, address the football. High end over in kick will come down to the right corner, about the 10-yard line. Trailer takes it there, looks for some blockers, cuts back to the center of the field. He's hit and dropped about the 25-yard line. So first down and 10 from the 25 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Looking to put some offense together.
Yeah, with 4 minutes left in the first half, it's really important here that Caveman get a good drive going. They really haven't sustained anything productive tonight so far. Need to get a drive going, at least get across the 50, and points would be huge here for the Caveman before the half. They do get the ball to start the second half, so if they could score here, you know, they're not out of the woods completely.
Could make it a whole new game. Trailer split to the right-hand side. Trip receivers go to the left-hand side. Powers and Rosetta in the backfield. Long snap count. There it goes. Run pass option. The pass is out. Complete the hill at the 30-yard line. Cuts that on the right-hand side.
Rosetta to Hill.
Looks like it's going to be a first down for the Cavemen.
Oh, a good 10-yard gain.
We've seen a lot of these RPOs from the Cavemen. That was a RPO to the right with Powers. He pulled it, and it was just a quick slant behind it with the linebacker coming in on the run. It was an easy pitch and catch there for Rosetta to Hill.
First and 10 from the 35. Trips to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Trailer alone on the left-hand side. There's a snap to give quickly. Two Powers, but Powers is hit and dropped. He'll lose a couple on this one.
Powers brought down for a loss on the play.
Yeah, gonna
loss of two.
Loss of two. He's got 4 carries and 17 yards tonight, unofficially on my score sheet. Clock is running, 3:28 left here in the first half.
Yeah, there's just nowhere for Powers to run right now. That was Cumberland. He ran right to the arms of.
All right, Caveman up to the line of scrimmage. Now trips right, single receiver to the left, out of the gun for Rosetta and Powers. Powers to the left shoulder. That's the narrow side of the field this time. Deep drop past the flat left-hand side. It's complete to Hill, but he got no gain. In fact, he lost another two. Great catch. Lost 2 yards.
Yeah, tried to run a quick inside screen to the wide receiver there, Hill. And Willamette is not full. Willamette's forcing the Cavemen to try to prove they can beat them deep. Right now, they don't believe the Cavemen can beat them deep, and they don't think that Rosetta has enough size, obviously. So they're bringing some blitz packages the Cavemen aren't ready for. And then they're also basically just manning up behind it, and the Cavemen right now on offense don't have an answer.
So third and long, about 14 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Drifted a triangle at the end of the line of scrimmage on the left-hand side. Trader alone on the right hash mark. Ball about in the center of the field, and we're seeing blitz coming in, and they pull that back. Pass it away down the right-hand side, and it's complete at the incomplete. Is he out of bounds?
No, he's going to give it to him.
To the 49-yard line.
Yeah, they ran everything away from the field and ran Powers on a wheel route behind it, and Powers was wide open. That's a huge first down for the Cavemen.
20-yard gain. So the Cavemen have moved the ball now into Wolverine territory. Ball on the 49-yard line. Two men stacked to the right-hand side, two spread out to the left-hand side. There's a snap. Here comes the pressure. Rosetta forced out of the pocket. Throws on the run, incomplete. Unofficially 8 of 15 throwing the football for Rosetta.
Yeah, nothing easy coming for any of the Cayman offense right now, whether it's rush or pass. Rosetta had guys in his face. He pump faked to give himself some more time, rushed out, rolled out to the right, but still nobody open. Had to kind of just purposefully miss high to Hill on the right sideline.
Trailer alone to the right. Two receivers to the left-hand side. Out of the gun for Rosetta. Everybody is set. Long snap count. There's the snap. And pass left over the center. It's complete out to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, another RPO there. This time on a quick little slant route to Bassett across the middle of the field. I like those little RPOs because this gives Rosetta a true read. It's called run-pass option for a reason. He's able to give the ball to Powers. I'm not sure that that's actually a feasible read at this point, but he's doing a great job of selling the fake and giving his receivers a chance to get open.
Split right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Caveman driving. And to give to Powers off right tackle this time. He's got some running room, puts his head down, gets about to the 25-yard line before he's pushed back. We'll see where they spot the football. About the 27, I believe.
Yeah, and that's where the RPO sets up, giving Powers the option to actually get some positive yards. And that's where Jordan, you know, being in his third year as a starting quarterback, is able to read that because it's just a dive option every time. That time he gave it because the linebacker sat in their actual positions, giving Powers a chance to hit the hole.
All right, second down on the long two. Split right, two, split left. There's a snap. Short drop, pass to the end zone, and
touchdown.
Who caught that? Hill?
Hill.
From the 28-yard line, Grant's pass is on the board.
Touchdown, Caveman.
So Hill has been the favorite receiver right now. That's his sixth catch of the night unofficially.
Yeah, what a great drive for the Cavemen offense. That was just another RPO. This time instead of running slants, it kind of ran a slant and go. And Hill beat the safety there, was wide open, and Rosetta did a good job of putting it right on the money in the end zone. What a huge answer for the Cavemen with only 40 seconds left in this first half. Good to see some life out of the Cavemen when it felt like there was none left.
All right. Leon about to try the extra point. There's a snap. The kick is up. It appears to be good, and the officials say It is good. Keep it on the scoreboard. It's 27-7. 40 seconds left in the half. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Kickoff coming from Alejandro Leon for the Grants Pass Caveman. Now on the scoreboard, dresses the football, toe into it, high end over end kick, and it goes into the end zone. No return. They'll bring it out to the 20 with 40 seconds left here in the half. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Zach Morgan and Chuck Benson here in Willamette bringing you the game tonight.
Yeah, what a great drive there for the Cayman. Now it's important for the Cayman defense to get a stop here, not let anything over their head with 40 seconds left and two timeouts for the Wolverines. Don't let anything get you beat deep here. You don't really want to give up points, you know, get some momentum back. You get the ball to start the second half, which is huge for the Cayman right now. You know, really make them – they're not going to kick a field goal. Their field goal team has been pretty suspect already so far in the first half. So you don't want to give up a touchdown here. You got to make them earn these 80 yards, especially in this 40 seconds.
Yeah. Don't let them give it to Vaughn. All right, one man split the left-hand side to the right-hand side. Ball at the 20-yard line. There's the snap. And they give the tailback coming to the left-hand side. And he is pushed out of bounds on about the – just across the 30-yard line. That was Akers with the carry.
Yeah, that was a good play design there. They sprinted the quarterback to the right and dropped with the running back counter back to the left, and there was nobody back here for the Cavemen, but Parker Howe and Brevik Hill did a good job of staying home to the best of their ability and were able to give, you know, not a huge gain there.
Four receivers out, two to each side. Quarterback drops, holds the ball, finally pulls it down, comes to the right-hand side himself, and is tackled on about the 36-yard line. Gain of about four.
We're going to have a timeout here by Willamette. Great job by the Cayman defense to tackle him inbounds to force using one of those timeouts.
So timeout on the field with 21 seconds left. We'll pause in our coverage. We'll be right back after this one-minute Cayman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Lot right there is the snap, and coming to the right hand, passes away deep down the field once again looking for Bond. Bond heavily covered, intercepted by Hill. So Grant's pass gets the ball back on about the 20-yard line.
See, and I actually, even though that's a great play by Brevik Hill, I actually love that throw by Zeke Thomas. With only 16 seconds left in the first half, Cayman only have two timeouts left. You're not going to really see much here from the Cayman getting the ball back. So you take a shot. It's like a glorified punt. If you get it, you get it. If it's a turnover, you turn over. It's like a punt. So I actually like that shot from Willamette. I love the defense by both Bassett and Hill staying over top of the receiver, not getting beat deep. getting the interception, and now I think you'll see the Cavemen either take a knee or do a run, quick running play and take it to half.
Jim is split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. This is the first time we've seen four receivers out in the last series. There's a snap. Deep drop by passes to flat, left-hand side again to Hill. Good for 10 yards.
Pass complete to Brenda Hill, 10-yard gain.
Yeah, they're going to give Hill the first down on that even.
30-yard line.
Seven catches for Hill tonight. He's been the primary target. I don't think Traylor's been targeted once, has he?
No, they've had a corner right in Traylor's face the entire night with a safety over the top. So I think they're just, from film they've got from last week, I think they're just going to prove they're not going to get beat deep by Traylor.
11 seconds left. See if the Cavemen want to go for another one here. There's a snap again. He wants to throw. Looks down the field, pulls it down, holds it himself, and he'll go down on about the 20-yard line. So that's a loss of 10.
And that should just take us to halftime.
And that's the way the first half will end, ladies and gentlemen. Second quarter was brought to you by Black Flag Armory, wishing the Cavemen victory on the field. That's Black Flag Armory on Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood at the end of the first half. It's the Wolverines 27, Grants Pass 7. We'll be back with the halftime stats after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to six hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Hi, dance team! Led by Nikki.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at halftime. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, let's get halftime stats. Zach Morgan has all the scoring. Zach.
Yeah, so with 9:31 left in the first quarter, there was a 39-yard pass by the Wolverines with the PAT being blocked by the Cavemen to make it 6-0 Willamette. Then with 3:21 left in the first quarter, there was another 2-yard run with the 2-point conversion being good to make it 14-0 Willamette. Then in 8:25 left in the second quarter, another 61-yard pass. PAT was good this time to make it 21-0 Willamette. And then with 4 minutes left in the second quarter, a 2-yard run, PAT no good, to make it 27-0 Willamette. Then with 40 seconds left in the first half, a 28-yard pass from Rosetta to Hill with the PAT good by from Leon to make it 27-7. And that's where we stand with our first half scoring. First downs are fairly even because of the big plays from Willamette early. Nothing really stands out except for the couple of big plays that the Willamette has that the Cavemen don't.
There you have it. Certainly not unexpected. We'll talk more about that. First of all, we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute. Kate Manton, timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Individual numbers, first of all, for the Willamette Wolverines. Hunter Vaughn actually has just one carry for 14 yards. So that gives him 96, pardon me, Akers, number 26. The starting fullback has eight carries, 54 yards, and a touchdown. Number 10, Zuzia, with an unpronounceable last name, has three carries and 28 yards and a touchdown. The quarterback, flat, even, four carries, no net yardage. So that... Oh, bless me, I had a sneeze. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it is that coming season. All right. That's 96 yards for on the ground and two touchdowns for the Wolverines. Zeke Thomas, unofficially 9 of 11 throwing the football for two touchdowns, 109 yards. 109 yards plus the, pardon me, yeah, 109 yards plus the 86, right at 200 yards generated offense right now. In terms of receiving, Hunter Vaughn, two catches, 72 yards. Kawhi Chamberlain, two catches, 55 yards. Brady Bramery, one catch, 39 yards and a touchdown. Incidentally, Vaughn had the other touchdown throwing. And number 10, Zuni, at two catches, for 27 yards. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Trayvon Powers, I have him for five catches, about 25 yards. Rosetta's lost about 14 yards under heavy pressure. Throwing the football unofficially, 11 of 19 with one touchdown, 114 yards for Jordan. The Caveman offense generated about 125 yards. Previc Hill has been the favorite receiver. Seven catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Trayvon Powers has one catch for 7 yards. Cameron Bowen, one catch, lost about 3 yards. Those are the individual numbers we have. It all adds up to a 27-7 score on the scoreboard. The Wolverines leading the Grants Pass Cavemen. And we'll be back with halftime analysis right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach, I hate to use the term shell shock, but a little bit of that maybe in the first half for the Grants Pass Cavemen. But late in the second period, looks like they made some offensive adjustments and moved the football.
Yeah, I think even to my surprise, you and I were kind of talking on the trip up here. You know, I watched back the Willamette-South Medford game, and on film, Willamette doesn't look as fast as they do in person. In person, they are fast, they are big, they are physical. Truly, they look like the Sheldon of old. Honestly, I know that this is Willamette. I know Josh, you know, Coach Lyon from Willamette doesn't coach at Sheldon anymore, but this has a lot of reminiscences of what Sheldon of old used to look like. They're fast, they're quick, they're physical, they're disciplined, they're good. They're a good football team. So I don't know if the Cavemen underestimated how good and physical and fast, like I may have even on the film. I do like the adjustment the Cavemen made there on the last drive. I think they can build off of that. I think the RPO game is going to be huge moving forward. I think it helped Jordan settle in and be able just to make a distinctive read right off of the snap rather than have to read the whole defense. He was reading one or two guys at one time. So I think we'll see some more of that. I think the Cayman defense is really going to have to essentially get more physical. They looked like they were 4 or 5 yards off of the ball, getting, you know, pushed backwards on roller skates, for lack of a better term, which is also a part of that size. I'm not trying to bag on the Cayman defense by any means. I mean, the size, I didn't think the size would play as much of a factor as I think we're seeing the size is actually playing.
All right. Conditioning may come into play a little bit later in the game. Sure. We'll have to wait and see what's happening. For the Cavemen scoring drive, the one thing I did notice is that they didn't go with four wideouts every time on that. They went with just three wideouts. I assume they're putting that other player back on the line, and that gave Rosetta just enough time maybe to get a little more success.
Yeah, you know what I noticed was they brought Bassett in to more of that Y tight end position just off the line, and he was chipping Cumberland, who's the big number guy. Five going to Oregon. He was chipping him and either blocking him and trying to wash him down and helping double team, or he was chipping him, giving Rosetta that extra second. And like we saw on the Y dump that we saw him catch, he was able to chip him, giving Rosetta that extra half a second to then slip behind the linebackers. I think we'll see a little bit more of that, a little bit more help on Cumberland, because Cumberland is,
he's a factor.
Everything you see of a D1 athlete. He's a good-looking individual. He's fast, he's big, he's physical. So I think they're going to have to more game plan for him to avoid him causing us more of an issue. But, you know, the Cayman offense will be fine. I think, you know, they'll figure it out. But now the key is, can the Cayman defense get enough stops to allow the Cayman offense to get back in the football game?
How will they do that? If you're in there talking to their defensive coordinator, what would you say?
I think he's going to have to mix in some blitzes here and there, which is going to leave them susceptible on the back end.
Long throws.
But on the same time, the couple of long throws that Thomas has thrown, he's had an eternity to stand back there and throw. And if you give a quarterback, you know, even as a sophomore, he can throw it. He's going to be a problem for, you know, whether it's us and they can, and Willamette stays in the 6A, or if they realign and go somewhere else. But whatever the case may be, Thomas is a sophomore. He can throw the football very well. Tight spiral. He throws it on point. So if you give a good quarterback like that, the time that we are giving him, we're starting to see what happens. He has enough time to stand back there and really assess the defense, and he's really found every hole the Cayman defense has given him. But I'm hoping that if you blitz him a little bit, you get him on his heels a little bit, he doesn't have that time to assess the defense as well. And
shall we take a little chance and really go after the quarterback?
Yeah, you're going to have to do something, because obviously sitting back in a zone isn't working per se. They're just gashing us for big runs, then they gash us for a huge play-action pass. So I think you're going to have to bring some pressure to mix things up and just be willing that if, yeah, you give up a big throw, you at least tried something different. I think the Cavemen are going to have to show them something different.
All right, there you have it. More to come, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right here on KHJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, with more from Caveman Football right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 or on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
About 2 minutes left here at halftime, ladies and gentlemen. Neither squad has even peek out of the locker room right now. We assume that a lot of that's going on. A couple of things that we've talked about here. We haven't talked about conditioning yet. We know Grants Pass has been conditioned hard. They worked hard all of the preseason, all summer long. Lots of time in the weight room, and it really showed up against North Medford. I'm not sure that's going to show up tonight, though, Zach.
Yeah, I think, frankly, Willamette has more players on the sidelines. And it appears there's a couple of guys I've noticed that are going both ways, but there's not near as many Wolverines going both ways as the Cavemen are. And I think the Cavemen are in good shape. I'm not questioning that part of it, but I don't think it's going to play a factor in the second half for either.
Depth is the concern.
Yeah, I think depth and staying healthy right now for the Cavemen. Just because this is a different physicality than the Cavemen have seen. They haven't, you know, North Medford wasn't this physical. This is an as advertised Willamette team. I don't think the Cavemen have necessarily played well, but I don't think the Cavemen have played necessarily terrible either. I think, you know, it's been a fairly clean game. Yeah, it shows, you know, Grants Pass has a turnover on downs. Willamette has a turnover on, you know, on the last interception. That to me is a glorified punt. It goes down as an interception. It is what it is. Willamette won't even count that in their books, honestly. And the turnover on downs was something that Cavemen had to just to try to gain momentum back. So if you look at the turnover game, which we talked about it briefly before the game, the turnovers haven't been an issue. And so it's been a fairly clean football game as far as that goes. Willamette has just played better so far. So I think it's imperative that the Cavemen come out with this first drive, getting the ball back, get a good return like they have been. And they've got to sustain a drive. You know, I don't think you're going to beat Willamette deep on a shot unless you catch them off guard. So the Cavemen are going to have to sustain a drive like they did to score the one they did. But points are imperative here if the Cavemen want an opportunity to get back in the game. I don't think the Cavemen are out of it. But if they don't score here, it's going to make it really tough with the weapons
Willamette has. Early in the third grade when we get the football, probably crucial tonight to making this a little closer. Cavemen are out of the locker room and jogging down the sideline. A lot of pep in their step here. No heads are down. No shoulders are slumping. The Cavemen come back out, and they look like they're ready to play. No sign of the Willamette Wolverines yet. Once again, at halftime, it's 27-7. Wolverines leading the way, and we'll be back with more right after this. 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Abbott Wolverines just out of the locker room right now. They have just put another 3 minutes up on the scoreboard here to help these athletes get good in the loose. You don't want to put anybody out there cold with cold muscles in a situation where it's going to be as physical a football game as it has been so far. Just another programming note. Want to mention the Duck football game tomorrow. They are playing... playing early. Pregame starts at 7 o'clock right here on this radio station tomorrow for a 9 o'clock kickoff opening the Big Ten season for the Ducks against Northwestern. That game happening in Illinois. So that's the reason for the strange time. Yes, Oregon State is playing tomorrow too. We won't be carrying that game, but that one gets underway about 12:45 when the Beavers take on the Red Raiders of Texas. 2:37 on the clock. Warm-up clock continues to tick down, and we'll be back right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. About 64 degrees here now. The temperature has dropped with the sun down. It is perfect football weather as we see signs of fall in the air, although it's not officially fall yet. A couple of weeks away from that yet. Just about a minute 15 left on the clock here. The Wolverines still on the field. They are huddling now down about on their 10-yard line. The Cavemen still doing some stretching exercises on the side in a line, not huddled around the coaching staff yet at all. But that's the situation that we have here in front of us. Be back home next Friday night, folks. Hope you'll join us at Mel Ingram Field. It's going to be a fun one. They're all going to be fun this year, no doubt, as we welcome North Salem to town. North Salem coming in. North Salem won their first game. I don't have that right in front of me, but they're playing tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple of scores for you that we're interested in. At halftime, Sprague is beating North Medford 35-7. The other score in our league that we're interested in is South Medford and North Salem at the beginning of the third quarter is tied 13-13. And then just another local score, Cascade Christian is beating Hidden Valley at halftime 33-0.
Ooh, all right. We'll keep an eye on those. South Salem Saxon's down year for them. They've always been a contender. Gaiman taking the field, getting ready to receive. They get the first offensive chance here in the second half. Wermont clock has expired. Wolverines are deploying their troops now along the 35-yard line as they tee the ball up on the 40. It looks like Powers and Trailer again to bring the football back. Powers on the 5-yard line. Pardon me, Powers on about the 9-yard line. Trailer on the 5. Wolverines drop into that 3-point stance. They approach the football. They'll kick it high, and it'll go short to the 15. Taken by Powers. Looks for some blockers. Moves to the left-hand side. Gets across the 30-yard line. Pushes towards the 35. He'll stop on about the 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen here to start this second half. Decent field position to begin it. Cavemen had decent field position to start drives most of the night.
I think the whole night they've had decent field. I think the worst field position we've had tonight is about the 24 to start. So the field position has not been the problem. It's been the getting going from the field position that we've had.
Getting past that.
Yeah.
At the end of the third quarter.
Ball spotted right on the 35-yard line. Nose of the football touching the 35-yard line right in the middle of the field in between the hash marks. The Cavemen split two men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Once again, just three wide outs again. Powers the tailback out of the shotgun this time. There's the snap. Heavy pressure. And
fumble.
Still a loose football, and it's turned over. Stripped Rosetta the football. Great field position for the Wolverines, and the Cavemen unable to capitalize on their first offensive possession.
Yeah, Rosetta had some pressure. I think he tried to do too much on his own as he spun to try to get out of the pressure. The ball just got knocked out.
So the ball spotted on the 23-yard line. That's not in the red zone, at least. Wolverines on the sidelines. They'll send out their offensive unit now. 11:47 showing on the clock here. Wolverines set down. Thomas, the quarterback, trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. There's the snap. Pass to the quarter or the tailback out of the backfield. He is hit and goes down. Will be no gain on the play.
Yeah, they tried to run that swing pass again with the screen involved, and Cam Holland did a good job from his safety position coming up and flying to the ball and wrapping up until more White Hats could come. Good job on the for the K-Man defense there on first down.
Yeah, no gain.
That's a play they struggle with in the first half. So to see that adjustment, it's a good start for the K-Man defense.
So now it's second and 10, still on the 23-yard line. We're in the third period, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you with us here. Courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. More about those fine people. Want to get a chance. Strip to the right-hand side. End in tight on the left. There's the snap to Curtis. And a flag flies.
Going to have a false start.
False start against the
so that'll bring it back and make it second down and 15.
And the K-Men showed a little bit of movement with some blitz package there, which is kind of what I talked about at halftime. So it's good to see the K-Men making some early adjustments. Like I said, it's going to leave them susceptible to some other things, but they're going to have to show Willamette some different stuff on defense.
All right, trips right. Single end tight on the left-hand side. Deep drop by Thomas. Throwing to the end zone, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, they had the trip side on the far side away from us.
They were aiming for Cumberland.
Yeah, but Hill did a good job of not trying to play the man, because you can't play the man when he's 6'5". But he played the ball, and as Cumberland went to go catch it, Hill did a good job of knocking it out of his hands.
You figure the weight differential, he's twice Hill. 10:40 on the clock and stopped on the incomplete pass.
Yeah, this is a huge third down. Probably four down territory, though, for Willamette, because this is definitely a bonus drive for them. So they get, you know, you're going to give them two downs to try to get 15 yards.
Third and 15, trips to the right-hand side, end in tight on the right. Out of the gun again for Thomas. There's a snap. Thomas rolls to the right-hand side, looks down the field, wants to turn the corner himself, gets a bump switch, gets the pass away, and it's complete down inside the 10.
Yeah, just a deep comeback. Thomas rolled to it. It was a deep, about 14 or a 17-yard comeback. Right to the sticks, and it's an easy pitch and catch there for Thomas.
10:33 on the clock. 27-7 the score. It's been mostly Wolverines, folks. Down to the 10-yard line now. Trips the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. Thomas goes up, but no. Now he steps back, just changed the play. And the pistol this time, there's the snap. And they give quickly to Akers. Akers puts his head down. Ball rolls back out, but gets to the eight. So he'll get a couple.
Yeah, that was just a standard dive straight up the field there for Wolverines, trying to see if they can catch the K-Men with a gap problem. The K-Men defense did a good job of staying home and filling the gap.
So second down and 8. Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Turn the pitch to the tailback. Follows that triangle through all right all the way to the end zone. So Akers from the 8-yard line scores.
Yeah, and that was just a toss to the trips side. It looks like Willamette's going to go for two here to try to make it the
make up for that extra missed point.
Yep.
33-7 the score.
2-point attempt for the Wolverines.
Up under center, comes the quarterback. Drops deep, rolls, passes away to the right-hand side. Man puts his head down. I'm not sure he got in. Did he?
Yeah, he got in.
He did.
Chamberlain
puts it through. And it's 35-7. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1-minute K-Man timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. They're teeing up the football now to kick back to the Cavemen. So the Wolverines leading right now 35-7 the score here in the third period. Caveman football, KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Long night if you're wearing Caveman blue. And there's the kick, and it goes to left side. Trailer picks it up on the left hash mark. Comes up straight ahead. Gets across the 25, and that's about it. He'll get to Dale Market just past the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, this is where you kind of just want to see the Cavemen show some life. Just kind of keep competing.
Shout out to one of our premium.
Well, here's where you pick up that mantra, and you just be a little better than before. Every play, just try to be a little bit better than before. Everybody embraces that, steps ahead. Let's see what happens. Cavemen seemed to have bought into it. One man split the left-hand side, trips to the right-hand side, right at the end of the line of scrimmage, ball marked on the left hash mark. Lots of people up on that line of scrimmage right now. Out of the shotgun, Rosetta pitches quickly to Powers. Powers puts his head down, makes a little yard. It gets about to the 30-yard line, so he'll pick up about four.
Picks up 4 yards, second and six.
Yeah, just a quick toss to the trip side for the Cavemen, trying to get Powers out in field here, but Willamish is flying to the ball very quickly.
All right, 35-7 here. Grants Pass trying to get back into it. Second and six. Split right, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. Moves in motion a bit. And they give to Powers. Powers to the right-hand side. Finds some running room. Scoots ahead. First down yardage. He gets across the 40-yard line to about the 41.
Powers carries out to the 41.
About a 12-yard game for Powers.
First and 10.
Good run by Powers. Man, when he hits that, when he does hit the gap, when he finds one, he is so quick to the ball or to the field. And then the little cuts he makes, it's pretty hard to tackle him.
He accelerates quickly and runs strong. At the line of scrimmage here. Split right, two to the left-hand side again out of the shotgun. For Rosetta and Powers in the backfield. They give a fake to Powers. Run pass option, the pass over the center. It's complete across midfield down to about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, great job by Bassett there, right in the middle of the field, not worrying about contact, caught that ball. He got hit very hard as he's catching that football and hangs on to it for the first down for the Cavemen.
So the Cavemen beginning to put together an offensive drive here. Waiting for the play to come in from the sideline. Cavemen are ready. Up the line of scrimmage. One man split to the left. To the right. That's Trailer all alone. Two men to the left-hand side. Trips to the left-hand side this time. And
timeout.
Timeout taken by the Willamette Wolverines. So a timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard with 7:34 to play here in the third period. It's 35-7. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's.
Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Tip of the hat to Kelly's Automotive Services, sponsor of the third period here. We appreciate their efforts. Trailer split wide to the right-hand side, trips away in a triangle to the left-hand side. As once again, the Cayman on a drive here in Willamette territory. Deep drop by Rosetta. Gets the pass away down the left-hand side. He's got a man there, but it is out of bounds. And there's the flag. It looked like he was held up. So I think that's a pass interference call on the Wolverines. Interesting. I don't think the pass was catchable.
The pass isn't catchable, but they can call defensive holding.
Yeah, that's...
Which is what I thought it was going to be earlier. I was surprised it didn't get called earlier because I thought it was going to be holding about the 7-8 yard mark. Because it's free game on the defensive side for the first 5 yards, but after that you have to let go and you can't have all the hand fighting, so it should be holding. No, they're called pass interference.
Is pass interference against the Wolverines. 15-yard penalty.
See, so I personally think that's the wrong call. I agree with there should have been some sort of defensive call there, but it should have been holding instead of pass interference just because the ball was uncatchable, like you were saying.
35-7. That's the scoreboard, guys. Thank you. Up the line of scrimmage come the Grants Pass Cavemen. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Caveman deep penetration into Wolverine territory. Looking for some more offense here. There is the snap. Run pass option. The pass is away, and it's complete. Again to Hill, down to about the 30-yard line.
Pass is complete to Brevik Hill. Brought down by Kyron Smith. 3-yard gain, 2nd-and-7.
Another run-pass option. That time they got Rosetta out of the pocket and kind of sprinted him out to the right, which was the short side of the field already. Then he kind of just ran out of real estate, had to dump the ball off to Brevik, which Brevik did a good job of getting the yards he could with no real estate to work with.
Inside of 7 minutes left here in the third period. Cayman on a drive here. 2nd-and-7. Tripped, or 2 receivers to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. There's a snap and a quick drop by Rosetta. Throwing for the end zone. He's got Hill there. Goes up for it. There's a fight for it. I've seen no signal. Touchdown, Grants Pass. From the 29-yard line. Wow.
What an individual effort by Brevik Hill. Rosetta did a good job of hanging in the pocket. He also took a hit while throwing the football. Kind of just laid up there. And Hill, basically, it was going to be between him and number 7, Brady Berry, and Hill just wanted it more, and he went and got it, and it was a wrestling match on the ground. The tie goes to the offense, obviously, and Hill gets the long touchdown again.
All right, that's his 2nd touchdown catch of the game. Try for point after coming. And the kick is up, looks good. The officials say it is good. It's 35-14. Grants Pass trying to come back here. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Cayman battling back, 35-14. Take that fumble away. Might be a different football game right now.
Absolutely.
Middle of the third period, 6:31 to play. Time, there's plenty of time.
It's just going to see the Cayman keep fighting.
Well, it looked like they had some fight in them when they came out of the locker room. Alejandro Leon about ready to put his toe to it. Does, and it is a high kick that goes into the end zone again. No return. They'll put it back on the 20-yard line, and we'll get underway from there.
Yeah, now the Cayman defense needs to get a stop here of some sort to give the offense a chance to get back in this football game. The game is too far out of reach to be trading blows back and forth. That's what we're going to do. So the Cayman defense has got to find a way to somehow get a stop or a turnover here within the first, you know, five or six plays of this drive.
So first down and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Wolverines. Split left. Looks like trips to the right-hand side. Spread out. Out of the shotgun this time for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they tried to go hard count to get the Cayman to jump. They did jump, but just not quite enough.
Didn't jump far enough. All right, now Thomas takes a snap. Past the flat, right-hand side. It's complete for a short gain across the 25 out to about the 28-29. Be out an 8-yard gain. We'll see where they spot the football.
9-yard pickup, second down and one.
Yeah, it's just a RPO with all hitches all around the field. Just a quick stop.
Second short, that's a great position to be in, second short. What do you do with this one? You throw it about anywhere you want. 2 men split to the left-hand side, ended tight on the right. They give it to the tailback, moving off to the right-hand side. First down yardage, turns a corner, gets across the 50-yard line. One man to beat, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So they're going to mark it on the 23.
Blazing down the sidelines into Cayman territory.
Yeah, and that was just basically a dive up the middle that Zuzi jumps or bounced to the outside of the field, and there was just no Cayman there.
Once again, quick snap here. They move the flat on the left-hand side and on his feet and is brought down about the 12-yard line as the Wolverines get back on the attack quickly.
By Andrew,
yeah, good job by Jensen there to fly to the field. That's, but just no Cayman there at the line of scrimmage for the defense.
Trips right, one man on the left-hand side. We're in the red zone. Ball on the 11-yard line. There's the snap. Past the flat left-hand side. Matt is hit and dropped in complete. They were aiming for Vaughn again.
And Vaughn had it. Brevik was giving him enough space for not a huge gain. It would have been a 4 or 5 yard gain, but he just couldn't quite hold on to it as it came down. Good job by Brevik to come through the middle of his back to really dislodge the football.
Brevik Hill is 165 pounds, and he's playing like he's 210. He's having a great night. 35-14, Grants Pass on the short end. Wolverines driving again in the red zone. Down on the 11-yard line, trips the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Thomas steps up to change the play, steps back to the pistol right now. Takes the snap, pushes the left-hand side quickly to his tailback man, drives and jumps in. I think he broke the plane. He did. Okay, was that Akers or Zuzi.
Into the end zone, touchdown.
Yeah, that was back to just the standard speed option. Thomas did a good job of waiting for contact from the Cayman. There was just nobody on the running back, and it was an easy touchdown run.
at Susie's second touchdown. He's got 39 yards on the night and makes it 41-14.
On to attempt the extra point. That touchdown is an Elevate Real Estate Group touchdown. Thank you for your support. $10 for every touchdown scored this season.
Time for point after coming. I'll have to bend around one of the big posts here. Yeah, I don't notice the post until they're right in the way. There's the snap. The kick is up. Looks good. And the officials say it is good. 42-14. The score. Wolverines lead it. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to six hungry people. That's A-plus value. Toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Waiting to tee the football up here for the Wolverines. I'm not sure what the holdup is. All of the players are on the field, I believe.
They're fixing the chain down here. It looks like the yard marker down here on our left was broken.
So while they make the repairs, we'll remind you, Duck football tomorrow right here on this radio station. Kickoff is at 9 o'clock. That means the pregame is on at 7 o'clock. So get up a little early, have breakfast with us here on the radio. 5:10 showing on the clock. That's the time left here in the third period on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Chuck and Zach here in Eugene bringing in this Willamette Caveman football game. All right, I think we're close. Wolverines drop into that three-point stance. They address the football, and it goes high and will come down short to the rolls up and scooped up by Powers. Comes to the right-hand side. Tries to it is thrown backwards shy of the 20-yard line. He'll fall. They're going to mark him at the 20.
Yeah, that was number 13, Bronx Ely, on the return there for the Cavemen.
It's a name that you're probably going to hear more of in the future. Both Bronx and Eli Healy, up-and-coming young athletes here in the Caveman program. 42-14, the score. 5:04 to play in the third. Grants Pass has it first down and 10. Ball spotted under the 20-yard line. Two men split to the right-hand side. Two to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Lee Powers remains the running back. He goes in motion to the right-hand side. Quick pass to Powers, left-hand side, puts his head down and dives across the 20. He may get a yard, a half yard.
Yeah, just not a whole bunch going on in the middle of the field for the Cavemen tonight. They're trying to find bubbles here and there on the outside. Most of the bubbles have been in the middle of the field, though, past the linebackers. Well, Amit does a good job of flying everywhere they go to.
Cavemen up the line of scrimmage. Four wideouts. Two to the right, two to the left. Back in the shotgun. Lots of people on the line of scrimmage for the Wolverines. Now they drop back. Deep drop by heavy pressure. Gets the pass away to the right-hand side, and it's slapped away incomplete.
Yeah, they tried to run a little wide receiver screen, but Cumberland, number five, got in Rosetta's face before he was even comfortable with it. And then he tried to fling one out there to Powers, which was almost dangerous because it was almost intercepted. And it would have been a pick six easy for the Wolverines.
4:12 on the clock. Again, up the line of scrimmage. Third down, 9 for the Grants Pass Cavemen, deep in their own territory, just across the 20-yard line. One man to the right, 3 to the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field is Rosetta. Slaps his hands, gets the snap. Has got time this time. Moves off to the right-hand side. Looks down the field. Gets the pass away, and it is intercepted.
Yeah, that's just Jordan trying to do too much in a game, you know, that's getting out of hand. And he rolled out to his right, and he felt nobody open. Probably just should have thrown the ball way out of bounds over here and just eaten it. But he tried to throw back across his body, and Bassett was somewhat open in the middle of the field, but he had a safety over the top. And when you miss over the top of a wide receiver like that, the safety just picks it nice and easy, and it's just a turnover.
That turnover so the ball is brought to you by
spotted Cutters on the 47-yard line.
Your one-stop shop for classic games, great food, and all ages fun.
Make your Wolverine's 47-yard line, first down and 10.
They've got you covered. First and 10.
Single receiver to the left, 2 to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Play action fake. They'll throw deep and look for right-hand side, and it is complete down to about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just a go route on a off of play action. And now Willamette's just trying to take shots and really, really put a punctuation on this game against the Cayman defense.
43-yard pass play, 2 minutes put to the left-hand side and 1 to the right, and somewhat they jumped. That'll be against the Wolverines, probably cost them 5.
No, they're going to say offsides on the Cavemen.
Ah, okay.
Offsides is the call against the Cavemen. 5-yard penalty will make it 1st and 5.
From a 1st and 10 to a 1st and 5 inside the red zone for the Wolverines. Right now leading 42-14. Clock is running towards a 3-minute mark here in the third period. Two receivers split to the left-hand side. End in tight on 3-3 to the left-hand side. End in tight. There's the snap. Out of the pocket, throwing to the end zone, and overthrown, incomplete.
Zeke Thomas.
So Thomas now 14 of about 18 throwing the football.
Yeah, good job there by Deshaun Stinston from his left tackle position, getting some pressure and finally getting a hit on Thomas, putting some good heat on him and getting him on the ground early.
Up the line of scrimmage they come. Second out and 5 from the 5. Trip the left-hand side. That's a wide bite of the field. All spread out. They'll give it to the tailback, though. He's hit in the backfield. Breaks free, though. Stays on his feet twice. Gets across the 5 and scoots into the end zone. So that was Akers from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first time tonight we've really seen quite a few missed tackles from the Cavemen defense. There was about 3 or 4 opportunities in the backfield to get him down, but missed tackle leads to a touchdown.
His third score of the night makes it 48-14. Drive for point after coming. And there's the snap and the kick. Again, blocked.
Extra point up.
Oh, it is up. It's up and good.
3:04 remaining in the third quarter.
49-14, the score. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Cape Manton timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Kickoff coming. Wolverines in that three-point stance, and they put their toe to the football, and it is... This one will come short, down to about the 10-yard. Picked up there by Powers. Check that. Comes back to about the 25-yard line. Again, that was number 13, Bronx Ely, bringing it back.
Bronx Ely with the return for the Cavemen.
49-14 the score with 2.5 minutes left here in the third period.
Cavemen begin the drive at their own 25-yard line.
So first down and 10 from the 25 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Cavemen up the line of scrimmage. One man split to the left-hand side. Two men split to the left-hand side. Slot left, split right. Now they're going to reverse. They'll put Hill back in the slot. Cavemen are set. Rosetta claps his hands. Low snap. Gives the ball right off to Powers. Powers hit behind the line of scrimmage and taken down immediately.
Yeah, that play had no chance from the beginning. There was defensive lineman in the backfield right as Powers got the football from Rosetta and was basically just holding onto the football for dear life once he got it.
Minute and a half here in the third. Up the line of scrimmage come the Cavemen. Trips left, one man to the right-hand side. Rosetta in the gun. And now looks at the sidelines. Slapped his hands. Nothing happened. Nobody was ready for that one, and I don't think he was. I'm not sure he realized he did it. Now he's ready. Team is set. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete. And the man, Dodge, stays on his feet. Gains some yardage, about 6 or 7 yards deep. He'll have about 2 to go for the first down.
Yeah, another one of those quick bubble screens, this time to Brevik Hill. Does a good job of juking about three guys to end up getting the you know, the 9 or 10 yards he ended up getting.
Down at four.
I have Hill for over 121 receiving yards. There is a snap. Pass to flat left-hand side, and it is incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
Thrown towards Hill. Hill dove for it, couldn't get up. He was incidentally helped up by Chamberlain of the Wolverines. 6 seconds. Dante will get another play here in the third period.
And that is the end.
There it is. That's the end of three periods of play, courtesy of Kelly's Automotive Services. At the end of three, it's 49-14. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Cavemen come back out on the field right now, ready to start the fourth period. Third and four, ball on the 31-yard line. Pardon me, it is fourth. Fourth down. Alejandro Leon is on to punt it away. single safety to receive. I believe that's gone. Good snap from center. Gets the kick away quickly. Vaughn takes it on the 31-yard line. Cuts to his right, then up the field quickly across the 40 to the 45 to the 50. Breaks to the right-hand side, right down the sideline, still on his feet. Don't be pushed out of bounds. He's going to take it all the way. Touchdown. He did that against South, too.
Yeah, he's got a good burst. He's a good, quick athlete. A lot of the cavemen came in trying to shove him, though. Nobody was trying to actually make a tackle. They were all doing this forearm shove. And against an athlete that's trying to run you over, it's not going to work.
Tried to push him out of bounds. He said no.
What was it, like a 70-yard return?
Yes. So 55-14 the score now. And the clock is running. Drive for point after here in a moment or two. Home fans having a great time tonight. No rush on the part of the Wolverines to get this one up and down. Cavemen will again try to block this one. There they come. Kick is up. Looks good. And it is good. 56-14, 10:19 on the clock. And it continues to run. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Call 541-476-2133 to have your favorite pizza delivered. I'll have it to you by the end of the game here. High kickoff. Comes down short, taking about on the 18-yard line, straight back up the center of the field down the right-hand side. Gets across the 30-yard line. So Powers takes it back to about the 32-yard line.
And this should be where we start seeing some of the cavemen backups. At 56-14 with the clock running, there's no point in getting some of your guys hurt, especially the ones that are playing multiple ways. So I'd imagine we start seeing some backups rotating
in
here.
Some fresh numbers?
Yeah. I already see one. I see Parker Howe going in at quarterback.
Once again, a happy birthday shout-out to James Kuykendall.
Yeah, we're going to see a whole bunch of new guys.
Yeah, probably on both sides with the running clock now. A few men split the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Howe, the quarterback, will pick up the tailback in a moment or two. Pulls it down himself, straight ahead on the right-hand side. Got some running room, first down yardage, gets it almost to the 50-yard line. We'll see where they spot the ball, but it's a quick 16, 17 yards.
And that's one thing we saw last year from Parker when they were trying to make a decision between him and Rosetta. Was one thing that Parker does have that Jordan doesn't is he has the RPO ability to actually run the football, so he becomes a little bit more of a threat on the backside of the RPO.
So 2 minutes split the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Howe the quarterback, and before they can get the snap off, a whistle is called. Timeout has been taken by the Wolverines. A look at the scoreboard here with 8:18 showing on the clock. It is 56-14. The clock stopped, and we'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Little cross buck in the backfield. Caveman break a man free going down the right-hand side. Gets across the 20, the 35-yard line down to about the 31.
Yeah, good run there by Wessenberg. Hit the hole really hard and got about 6 yards down the field before Wolverine was anywhere even near him.
Yeah, lots of substitutes on the field, both sides right now. Trip to left-hand side, single receiver to the right-hand side. Howell barking the signals. Two-step drop, rolls back to his right-hand side. Back up the center, is caught and dropped back on about the 40-yard line. So he'll lose about 8.
Yeah, he tried to roll our way, but in rolling our way, the outside defensive end did a good job of turning him back in, and then the rest of the cavalry for
caught
the
him,
Wolverines
yeah.
came.
Turned him back into some help.
Yeah,
well, the ball spotted on the 38-yard line. Caveman up the line of scrimmage now. Trips left. Single receiver to the right. Long snap count. How? Gives the ball to Berg. Berg off left tackle. He's got some running room. Spurts free. Got one man. The beat gets across the 10 to the 5. He's going to score, and a flag flies. Let's see which way that goes. It'll probably be against the Wolverines, but
yeah,
we'll wait and see.
It's going to be a face mask on the safety that was trying to make the tackle on Berg. What a good run by Berg, though. Good 38-yard touchdown run.
So, two carries for Berg, 52 yards. Not bad.
is a face mask against Willamette. Touchdown is good. Forced on the kickoff.
So it's 20 for Grants Pass right now compared to 56. Clock continues to run, though. Try for point after. Kick is up. Looks good, and it is good. 56-21. And we'll have the kickoff for you when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, so because the face mask was on the touchdown run, they're going to give the Caveman the 15-yard penalty here.
Ah.
They're kicking off from the Willamette 45, so this should be an easy touchback for Leon.
Little pooch kick here would do it. They got their hands team up here just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
And Leon pooches it. Left-hand side. And flag flies.
Just bounced out of bounds. Actually, a really good push kick by Leon. We had a couple cavemen in the vicinity. One of them kind of ran past the ball. Good idea. I love the pooch kick. Nothing really hurt there. Kicking it out of bounds. And now we'll get the ball back. Should get it up at like the 35 or something like that, I believe.
A procedure call against Grants Pass.
So even kicking out of bounds only cost the cavemen like 10 yards.
Let's to take the ball on the 50 yards.
So they put the football down at the 29-yard line.
First
and 10 from the 29. 4:35 on the clock. It's running. Trip to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right for the Wolverines, leading the Grants Pass Cavemen 56-21. Ball goes to the running back to the right-hand side. Cuts off right tackle. Gets close to first down yard. It's pushed out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. We'll see where they mark the football. It should be a first down. We'll wait for the official. Oh, no, they're going to spot it short. So a 9-yard run that time. Trips left-hand side, single receiver to the right.
Yeah, well, Emmett's just bleeding the clock until the back judge gives him the 5-second left hand.
Coming up to the 340 mark, there it is. There's the snap, and they give again to the tailback off right tackle. Plenty of room for the first down. Gets across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. So a gain of 9.
That's a Willamette first down. Brought to you by Square Deal Lumber.
Coming up to the 3-minute mark here. Single receiver to the right, trips to the left-hand side. They'll run the clock down as much as they can. Ready? Just deciding the final score there. And again, it goes to the tailback. He puts his head down, dives across the 50-yard line into Grants Pass territory.
Rushes up the middle.
And for about 5.
Yards. Jaden Gare.
Yeah, the running clock is one thing I do appreciate the OSA put into place. Because at one point in a high school football season, there's going to be a team you play that you're going to run into for the most part. There's going to be a need for a running clock. It allows less kids to get hurt. It allows you to kind of limp your way out of the game and kind of move on to the next one.
Get it over with. One man split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. There's the 2-minute mark. High snap. Quarterback rolls to the right-hand side, cuts up left-hand side, got some running room, and slides down to about the 35-yard line. So a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, just back to that speed option. He cut it up the field and then slid for a first down.
That's 11.
Coming up to a minute and a half. Getting close here, folks.
Sponsored by Knife River.
There's a minute and a half left in the game. So we're looking at two to three more snaps, probably. Right. 2 men split right, slot right. 1 man split to the left-hand side. Too many new numbers on the field for the Wolverines. Have no idea. Quarterback rolls to the right-hand side. The pass is away. It's complete to the right-hand side. And he's pushed out of bounds on about the 25-yard line.
To Rowan Peterson. Nine-yard pickup makes it second down and one.
So second and one here, 42 seconds clock, probably one more snap, folks. up the line of scrimmage, and they're ready. Run that clock down. Pass 30 seconds. There's the 20-second mark. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete. Man runs to the sidelines and is hit, surrounded, and Bulls ahead.
Griffin Rather picks up another first down.
And that's the football game, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it.
And that is
end of the fourth quarter. Final score, 56-21. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Open for pickup and delivery. Post-game show coming after this two-minute Cape Mountain timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Final score, 56-21. To run down the scoring for us, Zach Morgan.
Yeah, so with 9:45 left in the third quarter, there was an 8-yard run by the Wolverines. Two-point conversion was good to make it 35-7. Then with 6:31 left in the third quarter, Grants Pass answered with a 29-yard pass from Rosetta De Hill. PAT was good by Leon to make it 35-14. Then with 5:10 left in the third, a 10-yard run by Wolverines. PAT good, make it 42-14. Then with 3:04 left in the third, there was a 7-yard run by the Wolverines. PAT was good to make it 49-14. Then with 10:45 left in the fourth, there was a 70-yard punt return by the Wolverines to make it, PAT was good to make it 56-14. And then with 6:41 left in the fourth quarter, a 38-yard touchdown run by Weston Berg. PAT good by Leon to make it 56-21, which was our final score.
All right, we'll run down our individual stats as quickly as possible here, folks. For the Willamette Wolverines, Zeke Thomas, 9 of 11, 2 touchdown tosses, 1 interception, 165 yards on the night. Running back Akers, 14 carries, 118 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Dozy had 4 carries, 39 yards. Vaughn, 1 carry from scrimmage, picked up 4 yards. Another 5-yard carry. Quarterback actually broke even on the night. 166 yards on the ground, 165 through the air, 331 yards generated by the Wolverines. 4 Grants Pass, unofficially Jordan Rosetta, 15 of 26, 2 touchdown tosses and an interception. Trenton Powers had 2 catches, 8 yards. Nate Bassett, 2 catches, 32 yards. Cameron Bowen, 1 catch, lost 2 yards on that one. Brevik Hill, though, 10 catches, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rosetta, let's see, carried the ball about four times and lost 14 yards. Howe had one carry, 15 yards. Let's see. Westenberg, two carries, 52 yards, and he scored a touchdown with that. And Trevor DePowers, 8 yards. I have him for 44 yards. Total yardage for Grants Pass on the ground, 86 yards because there was a 14-yard loss and an 8-yard loss, plus 174 through the air, 260 yards compared to 331 yards. And that's what we have, folks, individual numbers. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and we'll talk about the criteria for that when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you heard the stats, there's a little doubt about who the player of the game will be tonight. And it's Brevik Hill, who's playing about twice his people, about twice his size, and matching them. Unofficially, I have Hill for 10 catches, 2 touchdown catches, and over 121 yards receiving. We knew he had talent last year, and he has just really shown it tonight. He was the offense for Grants Pass.
Yeah, he did a good job of battling on both sides of the football, and you know, I think it was well-deserved. I'm sure it's not the last time we will talk about him as player of the game this year, honestly.
I think that's fairly certain. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, final thought tonight, Zach. Tough one for Grants Pass. Actually, not a surprise coming into it. Actually, Grants Pass played pretty well considering.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think we all maybe underestimated how good Willamette actually was. I think they're everything that we didn't think they were or more. They're definitely showing, as of right now, they're the cream of the crop in the, you know, the special district league that we're in. I think the silver lining for the Cavemen is you move on from this one. You let it happened in week two. You learn from it. You move on. This wasn't like you had to play them, you know, week 9 going into the playoffs and this happened, so you don't have any deflating thing going on. You get to play at home next week after this. And so there's a lot of good things that you can learn from it. You know, if you can lick your wounds and get better because of it, it being week two, I don't think it's that big of a deal for the K-Men.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm sure what one of the things that head coach Kennedy's going to say is he's one proud of the effort and focus in 60 minutes worth.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you don't dwell on this one long as a coach. You watch a very brief amount of film on this one. You kind of just push this one. You know, this is the Sheldon film of every year, essentially. You kind of brush it to the side and you build off of the good things you can learn from this one. And you come back next week and the people of the town need to show up like they did last week against Northern Medford. If the town shows up, it's as energized as it was last week in the home opener. This team is fun to watch. Don't let, you know, whatever the score you see tonight, you know, diminish what this team is capable of, because this team is going to be fun to watch the next 7 weeks.
Oh, there's no question about it. And let's see, North Salem Titans.
I think it's the Vikings.
I think it's the Vikings. One of those two. Right.
Yeah.
We're just not used to playing them very much.
Exactly.
Very much. All right, that'll be next Friday. Don't forget Duck football tomorrow. Pregame at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 9 against Northwestern, right here on KAJO Radio. Well, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Brian Liotti. Color commentary by Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Wolverines 56, Grants Pass 21. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.